In the spring of 1964, Ron Buntemeyer was back living in the Flathead Valley after having earned a degree in forestry from the University of Montana. He took a job with F.H. Stoltz Land and Lumber of Columbia Falls. Buntemeyer remembers the early June days leading up to the big flood event well.
Well, it had been pretty nice, sunshiny days before that, but 2 days prior to the flood, we had considerable rain, and it was evident that we were going to have some problems because we had a heavy snowpack that year, and it was considerably more rain than many people thought was going to come down.
On June 7th, 1964, a warm weather system swept into Montana, dropping 10 to 12 inches of rain over the course of 2 days. The rapid snowmelt, combined with the heavy downpour, led the rivers to quickly overflow. Buntemeyer says there had been high water years and flooding in the past, but in 1964, the water came up much faster than anticipated.
Because it was just kind of a wall of water. You know, you read about dams collapsing and this big wall of water coming. And I kind of think that's somewhat what, in my vision or recollection, that's kind of what happened in 64. It wasn't a big wall, but the water rose so quickly.
Buntemeyer describes the middle fork of the Flathead River at West Glacier in 1964.
It was just a mass of trees and terrible-looking water and debris of any shape or form that you could imagine.
The main park bridge had to be torn down because of how much debris came coursing down the river.
And then the old original bridge that was into the park, it was a wooden superstructure over a concrete arch. And the only thing that was left after the water went down was the concrete arch. And so then they quickly rebuilt the wooden structure to get, so that was the access for that summer to the park.
No lives were lost in the Flathead due to the flood. But elsewhere in the state, the quickly rising waters took lives. Kari Musgrove with the Flathead Conservation District says at least 30 people on the Blackfeet Reservation died in the flood.
So this flood wasn't just located in the Flathead. It was located on 20% of the state.
Musgrove has been organizing a 50-year commemoration of the flood.
This is a rare event. It's not really been seen since then recorded history, and we don't know when we'll see it next. But we know now what our watershed is capable of.
On Thursday evening, the Flathead Conservation District hosts an event at the Flathead Valley Community College commemorating the flood through science and stories. At 1 in the afternoon on Thursday, the U.S. Geological Survey and National Weather Service are dedicating a high water marker at the Tea Kettle fishing site on the Flathead River in Columbia Falls. Buntemeyer and his family lived on high ground in Columbia Falls in 1964, and their property was not damaged. It was a different story for some of the lower-lying areas, notably in a trailer park.
Stoltz and Plum Creek had two of the first rubber-tired log yard machines to handle logs, and both of them, went down in that area, and they literally hooked onto the trailers, and guys were up in water, up over their waist, trying to get them hooked up and just literally pulled them out of there with no wheels. Some of them didn't have wheels on, you know, they didn't have the power or the water unhooked, and just in an effort to hopefully save them.
Buntemeyer says at the time the sheriff's office was small. There wasn't much for emergency services, but it was neighbor helping neighbor as best they could. He says many people stored important items in their deep freeze, hoping to keep them safe, only to see the deep freeze floating away down the river.
Mother Nature can be kind of cruel once in a while, and that our lives can be turned upside down very quickly, and that we become very complacent in our lives that, oh, nothing ever is going to happen dramatically. And sorry, but that isn't the way it's going to work.
There have been changes in technology and how the dams operate to prepare as best as possible to prevent similar flooding. However, as Buntemeyer and Musgrove note, at the time, the combination of events with the weather and the season caused the water to get so much bigger, so much faster than anyone had thought it could. Katrin Fryett reporting from the Flathead.